join the conversation in our open home hour, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923. You can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. And, you know, jobs in technology require some frame of reference to technology.
Whoa.
Just for reference, you know.
I can use my Boy Scout compass. I haven't figured out GPS yet, but I can still use my compass.
Well, if you want to up the tech part, there's an app for that.
Well, I have to admit, on the platform of being totally transparent with our homeowners, I invited APS in here for very selfish reasons. To save my office about 400 phone calls over the next couple weeks. We're here with Kerry Carnes, the manager of customer technology for APS, here talking about the rate change that's getting ready to be made available to every APS customer in the state. What else do we need to say in this short segment that we haven't already said?
Couple of things. First, if customers would like to learn more about the change, they can go to aps.com/newTOU to learn more specifically about the change in the time of use hours. Also, I would like to take one more opportunity to just encourage customers, if they're not already enrolled in APS Cool Rewards, to visit the APS Marketplace, check out the free thermostat opportunities, and enroll your thermostat. If customers choose to participate in the Cool Rewards program, they get a bill credit of $35 a year. And that's an increase from last DR season, demand response season, and direct response to feedback that we heard from customers last season. So we're excited to continue growing that program. It is a valuable resource for our customers and also for the greater operation of the electrical grid.
And I hope everyone gets on APS.com and registers as a customer portal. I'm in that portal all the time.
It's a great tool. There's so much out there. So many, you know, tips, links to something I haven't even had a chance to talk about today, but home energy audits. You can have someone come in your house and help you focus on or identify opportunities to increase the efficiency of your home, which will also translate into energy savings on your bill. We also have some free options. I was telling Rosie during one of the breaks about our virtual energy checkup. That tool was developed during the pandemic. But we've seen such great customer response to it. We're going to keep it. And through an app on your phone, you get connected to an advisor who, for free, will help you identify some energy efficiency opportunities in your home. So it's a great resource as well.
Well, I know it's a special holiday weekend. And I know I reached out to Jill kind of late. But I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your family holiday weekend to come in and share this information with our Arizona listeners.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm excited about this news, and I'm passionate about making sure that our customers are aware of the opportunities that exist for them to save and enjoy comfort in their homes, even through the hot summer months.
Kerry, thanks a million. Really appreciate it. Well, we've got a lot more to cover in the next half hour. One of the things I want to talk about is we have an apprentice fair coming up with the Register of Contractors and with the state of Arizona, and it's going to be at Chase Field. It's going to be an opportunity for you, if you're considering a job in the building sciences industry, you've got to get to this apprentice fair. It's for anyone, any veterans of the armed forces. It's for college students that may be rethinking their six-digit tuition debt. It's for any graduating high school student. Come and see what is available as a career in the trades. It is going to be a great job. It's going to be a great career for the rest of your life. And the fair is going to be April 27th. Everyone's invited. It begins at 10 a.m. and it's followed by a Diamondbacks game at 12:40. It's at Chase Field, April 27th at 10. Rosie on the House, Register of Contractors, State of Arizona, introducing you to the world of a career in the construction services industry.
And the fair itself will be on Randy Johnson Way in front of the field, which I think is between, it's west of the station or the stadium, between that and the restaurant road.
Right.
I'm guessing is what that. It's been a long time since I've been down there.
To the field?
It's just downtown.
Oh. Boy, talk about downtowns. Again, I keep mentioning about being in Tucson last week. I can't believe the changes. Tucson's got a lot of mojo going on right now. Man, that Rio Nuevo finally got caught on what they're doing down on Broadway. And I mean, they just finished putting that public transport system down there. And now they've got the whole thing torn up again, building out in every single direction. Tucson's got a lot of mojo going right now. A lot of mojo. All right, when we get back, it's Rosie on the House. And any question you might have, and I see Jana calling from Sun City. I want to answer your question, but I'm going to have to do it next segment. You hang on, dear.